everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. It's Booking the Territory, and we are back for another unprofessional episode with episode 91 of Smoky Mountain Wrestling from October the 23rd, 1993. We're still in Jellico, Tennessee, at Jellico High School. I'm sitting here cutting up with Doc and Hardbody Harper. If you're not a patron, become one, because we just cut another pre-show podcast gold with lots of interesting topics discussed. How my wife got hot at me because of a discussion we had on the show that she heard 30 seconds of and didn't even hear the rest of. So, anyway, Harper, how you doing this morning? You good?
I'm doing great. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, huh?
What a bunch of faggot-ass shit, huh?
God damn.
I got a story about this, too.
Why would you do that? You know we have gay listeners.
Oh!
Stop. We do.
Be gay. He didn't.
But you know what's funny?
He said that they were faggots. That's different.
Come on, man. Let's see.
I had a in all seriousness, I had a one of our gay listeners who is a patron, and
oh, wow.
he listened to the episode where Doc was talking about what happened in Home Depot, the Home Depot that
friend, the Homo Depot.
Yeah, like literally, they call it the Homo Depot. So if you're not a patron, it's up on the Patreon.
The gay people call it the Homo Depot.
Right. This is not. This is not something Doc made up. Literally, the gay people in this community call it the Homo Depot.
Oh, by the way, let me step in. My buddy who manages, we get ixnay on the name, Kayfabe Brother, he sent me a picture the other this week of a pair of panties that he found on the receiving docks.
Right. Jesus Christ.
So hold on.
I asked him why he took them off at the receiving docks. And he told me to fuck off.
So real quick before we get into the show, I had a patron who openly told me in an email. He goes, "Hey man, not that you got to broadcast this to the world." He didn't say his name, but this is a while back, so I hope he doesn't mind. He said, "Hey man, just to let you know, I'm gay. I was highly entertained by the Homo Depot
right.
episode
because he's not all wound up about this stuff. It's just life, man."
It's life, dude. We're just having fun. I ain't got no problem.
So here's the thing, man. I was on the treadmill yesterday getting a good workout and keeping up the body, looking like White Lashley. And I get a phone call. And I'm like, I don't recognize that number. So I just push the button. And then I get a voicemail. I'm like, oh, well, let me check that out. It's my kid's elementary school principal. So I'm like, holy shit, what'd he do now? Telling me in a 50-second voicemail that tomorrow is May the 4th and everybody can wear Star Wars shit to school. There Get the flying fuck out of here.
If someone comes up to you today and says, May the 4th be with you, just, you know.
Well, here's the thing. People are going to hear this in July, so.
No, it may be June.
In June.
Into May. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. All right. Is that all you got, Doc?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. Remember, so this is, again, episode 91, October 23rd, 1993. We're basically into the winter in the Smoky Mountains, and Dutch and Bob Cottle opened the show. And remember, we got a tease last week that a new tag team would be here this week to challenge Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies. And then we were also told about another surprise team that would show up. So I guess we'll need to stay tuned to see what's going to happen. That's a nice little tease at the beginning of the episode to remind us what happened last week and what may happen this week. And then the last thing they mentioned is Beat the Champ title is going to be Dirty White Boy versus Larry Santo. Harper, you got anything from the opening?
No.
Me either. Doc, you?
Man, Dutch is standing there wearing some wrestler tape. Imagine him trying to get untaped as hairy as he is.
Oh, God.
That might be a challenge if it's some real sticky tape. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dutch is hairy, man.
Dude. He's furry. He's not even hairy. He's furry.
He's furry. He's like a bear. So we go to the first.
You know, that's a gay term. That's a gay term too, right?
What?
Oh yeah, that is.
What is?
We're gay friendly on this show.
Yeah.
That's a gay term. What are you talking about?
Bear.
A bear.
I don't know, and that's up to you. Don't educate me. I have no clue what you're talking about. But anyway,
why do you hate gay people?
I don't. I have no clue what you mean by that.
Isn't it when they're like a lumberjack-looking gay guy?
Yeah, like the big husky guy.
Who's hairy.
Right.
How do y'all He's know this?
Because we're gay.
It's time, almost 3 years in, to break some news to you. Mrs. Doc, who you've actually met, is a figment of your imagination.
Okay. All right. We go to the first match. It's Chris Kanyon and Juicy
Johnny. Okay, hold on,
Johnny.
Hold on. Before you start Juicy Johnny, and let's close up on this bear thing. A bear is often a larger, hairier man who projects an image of rugged masculinity.
Yeah.
So he's like the brawny man, like the paper towels. He's like the brawny man, except he sucks dick.
Now, come on.
I really don't give two shits. But whatever.
Okay. Well, speaking of shits, let's get to Juicy Johnny.
So we go to the first match. It's Chris Kanyon and Juicy Johnny, and they are going to go up against the Rock and Roll Express. Poor Bob Cottle. He can't get Juicy Johnny and Chris Kanyon straight in commentary. When Juicy Johnny's in the ring, he's calling Juicy Johnny Kanyon. And when Johnny's in the ring, he's got them all backwards. When Kanyon's in the ring, he's calling him Johnny. Whatever. This is a quick match. Rock and Roll wins. Hopper, any thoughts on the match?
No.
Yeah, me either. It was very, very quick. Doc, anything from you?
There's probably, speaking of gay and poop, a Kanyon Juicy Johnny joke in there somewhere, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going digging for it.
Hey, you know how we always talk about the R&R being sympathetic and they're the sell-in and stuff? It's pretty funny because they were actually physically bigger than the two guys across the ring from them.
Yeah.
Kind of a different take.
Not bigger than Kanyon.
Right, yeah, Kanyon was
Kanyon
tall.
Kanyon hadn't filled out yet.
No, but he's tall.
He's all right.
Okay. So let's go to the promo. We got after the match, we got a promo with it's in a couple of different segments, so I'm gonna stop it at certain points. First off, it's Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies. They go to commercial in the middle of it, and then they come back and there's a bunch of shenanigans going on. So let me play the first soundbite of it. Here it is. This is Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies.
Fans with us right now, Jim Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies. A team you said that was gonna take care of the Rock and Roll Express. We know who they are now, Jim.
Well, let me just say this to you. Let me just explain something. The Rock and Roll Express have followed us to the World Wrestling Federation. They would follow us to the ends of the earth. They dogged us here at Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Every footstep that we took, they were right along behind us. So I decided to dog them a little bit. The Moondogs, the wildest, craziest tag team of all time. They will bring anything to the ring. They will do anything. They don't care what happens, whether they get fined or suspended or banned. It's happened all over the country, all around the world. All they want to do is chew the Rock and Roll Express up like a couple of yesterday's soup bones and get them out of my hair. Meanwhile, the Heavenly Bodies are going to be concentrating on the World Tag Team title, going to be concentrating on a lot of things going on in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And then, once the Rock and Roll Express have been decimated and defeated, those belts will be lying there ready for the Heavenly Bodies to pick up. But the only thing that I'm upset about, I want to know who is this team that has requested a contract for television here today to take us on for the number one contender spot. I don't know any top tag team that's made any kind of move or gone anywhere. So I want to know who these Johnny-come-latelys are, some nobodies that think they're going to come in here and make a name and a reputation off of Jim Cornette's Heavenly Bodies. I want to know, and I want to know right now.
You're going to find out, Jim, and you're going to find out soon enough.
Well, I want to know right now.
You're going to find out when you get into the ring who they are.
Well, I ain't going to take that. I ain't going to leave.
We need to know now, Bob Cottle.
Yeah, we want
to
know now.
You tell us. You tell us. You know who that cop.
We ain't gonna leave. I don't care if you need to take a commercial. I don't care what you need to do. We ain't gonna leave.
We want to know now, Bob Cottle. Now.
No, yeah. You're gonna find out when you get in the ring.
Yeah. We ain't gonna leave. We're gonna stay here through this commercial break. We're gonna stay here. Yeah. We're not gonna leave.
Okay, so they literally go to commercial. Doc and Hopper, I guess Doc, you first. Anything on that part before I fast forward to the next part of this promo where they're still out there and literally they waited till they went to commercial?
The Moondogs sounds good in theory, but and you're going to find this out next week. We're talking about, we're down to the Lance Von Erichs version of the Moondog, so.
That's nice.
I hate to spoil it for everybody, but.
You're an asshole.
What?
Whatever. Okay, Harper, anything?
I mean, yeah, with the moon, well, I guess we won't talk about them yet, because we, but, yeah, it's.
We ain't seen them yet. We're just hearing it.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, I was just waiting to see the fucking Bruce Brothers.
All right, so let me play the next part of it, and when they come back from commercial.
No! Listen, we're not leaving, I'm not leaving, he's not leaving, and he's sure not leaving. We want to find out who they are right now, man.
You know, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you better than this.
I'll tell you how you can find
better
out.
Better than this. We're going to get in the ring right now. Shut up, Bob Caudle. We're going to get in the ring right now. And we dare, we double dog dare, whoever these pretenders are, whoever these Johnny Come Latelys are, get in the ring and show yourself, and we'll beat you just like we beat all the rest. We're going to the ring right now. If they got any guts, they'll come on.
All right, fans. That's what they've been wanting. They're going to get it right now. There they go as they make their way to the ring. The Heavenly Bodies and Jim Cornette.
So I'll pause it there, too. And Harper, I'll throw it to you first. Any thoughts before what we're about to see happen?
Well, I mean, don't they seem realistic? They're like the Road Warriors of the fucking Smoky Mountain.
The team that we're about to hit the play button on? Yes, they definitely do.
Because when he shoots this promo about them, they sound like, he did find them in a fucking white trash biker bar.
That just seemed believable as all hell. I was like, that seems like a fact.
Well, let me hit play on it, and we'll listen to it until they start brawling. So I'll give it away. The Bruise Brothers music hits. They head to the ring. They get on the mic, and now they're confronting Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies. And dude, they're just some big husky motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. They're huge. Here is the promo from them.
We want to prove to you that we're still the top tag team in the country, and you should be taking us up to WWF. And the best way for us to prove that to you is to go head-to-head with these guys and let the best team win, and that's the way it'll be. We're the top tag team, and that'll prove that to you.
Jimmy?
Let me get something straight. Hey, wait a minute, Tom. Let me get something straight. Are you trying to tell me, look me in the eye, are you trying to tell me that you went to the Smoky Mountain Wrestling promoters, you got this contract just so you could get in the ring with the Heavenly Bodies and prove who the better team is?
Exactly.
Well, wait a minute. Settle down, boys. Wait a minute. Come here, Tom. Tom, come here. Settle down. Let me explain something to you two, and I want you to listen real good, because if you're going to act like you've got the intelligence of all these redneck wrestling fans out here, I'm going to break it down for you so you can understand it. There's two types of people in this world. There's labor and there's management. You are labor. I am management. You understand what I'm saying? I gave you a job to do, and all these people, I'm sure, can understand what I'm saying. When you don't do your job, you either get demoted, docked, or fired. Now, you're lucky that you didn't get fired. I made an example out of you. You didn't do what I said, so I put you on the sidelines, and I told you to watch and learn from the best. But just like the rest of these rednecks out here, you'd rather take matters into your own hands, probably go on welfare and food stamps, instead of listening to what your boss says. So I got news for you. You've embarrassed me out here, and if you pull another stunt like this, then I'm going to make sure that you're back there in one of those biker bars like I found you, hanging out with all the white trash, just like your stinking brother here.
Breaking down.
I'm not in this. Wait a minute.
Dutch, I'm not in this. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait! Wait! Shut up! Wait! Bruce Brothers! Bruce Brothers! I'm sorry! I'm sorry! I apologize! Listen to me! I shouldn't have said that! I didn't mean to say something like that! I'm sorry, I lost my head! I tell you what, I think it would be best, I believe it would be best if we went ahead and had the match like you say. And as a matter of fact, no tennis racket involved. Let's have the match like you say, and may the best team win, and I sure do apologize for what I said.
And right into the eyes of one of the Bruce Brothers goes some kind of powder out of the pocket of Jim Cornette. Cornette quickly out of the ring. Now got his racket back into the ring. The heavenly body.
All right, I'll stop it there. Harper, you were talking about what happened right here before we started. So any other comments on what Cornette said as he ripped them a new one?
I forgot about his your labor, our management.
That was fuck awesome.
You. That was great.
He was shooting, was, bro.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else, Hopper?
Get back to work, bitch.
I'm sure Doc's got something to add to this. Doc, yes. What you got?
He was out there shooting on them, the people, breaking down how the world works. The labor versus management was just fantastic, and that shit was vicious. The Bruise Brothers are out, and they got powdered for their troubles.
You know what's crazy about what he said? That shit works in any walk of life, labor or management. That's a real life shoot comment, no matter what type of work.
What do we talk about all
world.
The time at work? The bookers.
Yes.
The bosses. Eh. And then if you're labor, we put everybody, are they mid-card, jobbers? Our main event.
Wrestling is everything. It's so true. It is everything. I don't know. It turns into a brawl at the end. Corny to the point you made last week, Doc. I don't even know if you remember this, but he's got an endless supply of powder.
Dude.
Yeah, no, huh?
Endless supply, Doc. Endless.
He's got talc everywhere. He must have own a talcum factory.
Dude, he's got it everywhere. Okay, so any other comments, Doc, from you?
I thought Corny was really good there. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was. He was good. That was some solid stuff. The Bruise Brothers were good, too. I mean, I got to give them credit on cutting a promo.
Okay, so here's something that I don't think you've seen, Mike, and I'm not going to spoil it here, just tickle it out there. Remember that Corny said labor and management, because in 94, it's going to go the other way.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. I mean, I've watched ahead, and I've watched a bunch of stuff from those years, but not whole episodes. So I kind of know what's coming, but I don't remember the promo you're talking about.
Okay. I won't either.
Wait. I think I know which one you're talking about. Never mind. I think I know which one you're talking about. Okay. So let's keep going. Are we playing a local promo, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Smothers.
I thought so.
Smothers is, let me just set it up. I just said that was awesome in advance, and make sure Mike plays this.
Harper's going to see Tracy in a few weeks.
All right.
Yeah.
Go piss on stuff with him.
At Wildcat X-Rated. What's the date on it, Harper? June something or another?
I don't know. You tell me.
I can't remember. I have to
look it up. Fucking Mark. Go look at it.
I see you. I see our boy cut a promo on Facebook recently about it, though.
Oh.
Or not just that. Not just that, but like, I guess everybody's bugging him for free tickets lately.
Oh, yeah, bro.
He cut a promo.
It's just like the Hard Body Harper t-shirts, bro. Like
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wants Harper to go ahead, Harper, pimp your T-shirt. Let me just tell the people: go to our Pro Wrestling Tees store, Pro Wrestling Tees /Booking the Territory. Go to Facebook.com/Booking the Territory. Click Shop now, or look in the show notes, show description. The Hard Body Harper Tee is there on the Pro Wrestling Tees store. But everybody's bugging Harper for a free T-shirt.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Go buy one. How about that?
That's how you sell your product.
That's the problem. But see, that's the problem here, man. People just steal music. They just watch shit on YouTube. Nobody wants to pay for shit.
Right. They watch this show, free movies, music, everything.
This shit's free. So they just, everybody consumes everything free. This show is free.
This one is, yeah.
Yeah. Everything's free for everybody. Just fuck it.
So anyway, let's keep going. Tracy's going to be at Wildcat X-Rated in a month or so. I can't remember the exact date, and I don't have it in front of me right now. But we'll keep going, because we've got Tracy Smothers here, who cuts a funny little promo. Here it is. Or funny than me.
Southern boy Tracy Smothers against Chris Candido.
Chris Candido, the suicide blonde. Boy, I've been kicked back watching you, man. You're a dadgum good wrestler, though, but I don't know. I think I seen a pacifier in your mouth, and I saw a baby bonnet on your head, but I got to give credit where credit's due. White Lightning Tim Horner's come back, and he's told me he's had some of the toughest matches that he's ever had, and that's been with you, and that's saying a lot right there. I'll see you in Prestonsburg. Eastern Kentucky's one of my favorite spots. So load up your ladies, bring your babies, the hottest ticket in town, Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and yours truly, the wild-eyed Southern boy, is coming to Prestonsburg. So see ya. Wouldn't want to beat ya.
Prestonsburg, Kentucky, watch out. We're coming there on Friday, November the 12th, the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, because load up your ladies and bring your babies. Jesus Christ.
That was slick, because it was like, didn't he say that all the time? No, that was a little bit different. He was good there.
Yeah, it was a little bit different. That had a different twist on it.
Yeah, that was good. That was good, and, you know, he's talking about Candido, so he's kind of working off different things and had something new to say about that. I thought that was really good. Shows again why Smothers is the top baby face in the promotion.
Load up your ladies and bring your babies.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. It's like, oh, look, it's fucking Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, there you go. Which movie was that he said that in?
White Men Can't Jump.
That's what I thought, but I was getting confused. That was a stupid-ass little movie there, dude. God, that movie was stupid.
I just hope Wesley learned his lesson and he'll pay his taxes from now on.
Wesley, what about fucking, what's his name? The white dude in it. Shit.
Oh, Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson needs to learn that if you can't dunk, don't fucking bet a man $5,000.
I'm talking about real life where Wesley went to jail for taxes.
I'm not worried about real life shit. I'm talking about movies. Oh. Yeah, I'm a movie expert. You didn't know that? Yeah. Okay, we'll keep going now. So we got we come back from that and the fucking Heavenly Bodies and Bruce Brothers are brawling. And here we are. Somebody sent me this on Twitter or in the email, and I can't remember, so my apologies. Maybe it was Philip Allen, Mount St. Aries' finest. Smoky Mountain still doesn't have a long enough extension cord to reach into the parking lot when there's a brawl going on. So we're watching it from the door.
Maybe if we stop buying fucking fax machines for everybody, we could afford some extension cords.
That's right. It's Tim Horner's fault.
Even fucking Juicy Johnny has one now.
What's he sticking? Why are you sticking a piece of shit in the fax machine, Johnny?
I don't know, man. It's my gimmick.
He's like, fucking Tim Horner has one. Why can't I have one? All right. Okay. You and Larry Santos get a fax machine. What the fuck?
It's like Oprah when she used to do that holiday giveaway. You get a fax machine. You get a fax machine. You get a fax machine. Everybody gets a fax machine. Shit. Okay. Well, so they're brawling. There's not a long enough extension cord to see the brawl. Doc, you got any comments about this brawl before we go to the Bruce Brothers promo?
When they went outside, I'm watching this on my phone, so it was darkness anyway. But Cornette swatted Canyon like a motherfucker with that.
Yeah.
Dude, he lit him up.
He was teeing off with the racket on everybody.
He sure was.
I mean, Harper, it was like batting practice, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I think they go back to the ring, and I think he doesn't he hit Larry Santos with it just for. It's just like he just did it just to do it.
Yeah,
he just goes,
dude. I'm telling you, batting practice. If you think about it, you're sitting in a batting cage and you just start swinging. Half the time, you swinging just because the ball is coming. And you ain't even gonna make contact. You just swinging. He just was like, fuck it. If you're there, I'm gonna hit you, and that's what he did. He hit everybody but the people who were brawling.
Right.
Anyway, so let's go to a promo now. This is the Bruise Brothers. The brawl settles down, and now the Bruise Brothers are at the desk with Bob Caudle as he's about to interview them. Nice little touch here, too. So much chaos. I don't know if this was planned, but the cameraman can't get focused because...
That was just interesting.
Yes. So here it is.
Dutch, wait a minute. Let's try to get a word here with the Bruise Brothers. Oh, heavens,
hold on a minute. Give me this a step back. It's like we tell everybody, we're the best in professional wrestling today. And nobody talks to the Bruise Brothers and embarrasses us like this. We might not be the best wrestlers, but by God, everybody knows. Can't nobody stand toe-to-toe with us in a final on Raw. And by God, Jim Cornette, you're going to learn that. If I can get my hands on you, I'm going to break you in a million pieces, boy.
Well, Doc, thoughts?
I didn't like the fact that they pointed out that they're not good wrestlers. I mean, I know it, but you don't have to tell me.
Maybe he should have said, we might not be great wrestlers, but we're fighters or something like that. I don't know.
He said, they could have said, we may not be the best wrestlers in town, but we don't have to be to kick the shit out of someone like you.
Yeah. Like that. That's good.
I didn't like that. I mean, you don't have to highlight your deficiencies, pal. They're there.
Okay, Doc. Damn.
Dude, he sounds just like Dirty White Boy, huh?
He sounded
just like him.
No. Okay. I don't know if I agree. Not to me.
You think all white people sound alike anyway?
Yo, fuck it.
Okay.
All you puppy dog smelling motherfuckers smell alike and look alike and sound alike. That's what you told me.
That's not what I said. Harper, anything else from that?
No.
All right. Well, after that, we go to Dirty White Boy versus Larry Santo for the Beat the Champ TV title. Dutch and Bob Caudle, they're still beside themselves at the beginning of this match as they continue talking about the brawl we just witnessed. Bob Caudle makes mention during the match that Tammy and Primetime Brian Lee have kidnapped Mr. Right. And Dutch says they may have abducted him, and that's a federal offense, you know, Bob. So they keep going, and, well, at the end of the match, Dirty White Boy wins with a buck snort blaster very quickly. Doc, any thoughts from this match?
Just a normal beatdown from the DWB.
Yeah. Harper, you?
Yeah.
I thought the discussion with Dutch and the abduction of Mr. Right and all that and how it's a federal offense was pretty interesting. But the problem is the promo that's coming. No, not problem, but the promo that's coming is gold. So let me just set this up. We got Primetime Brian Lee, Tammy Fitch, and Ron Wright. You know, if you've been listening for weeks now, it's pretty much the fact that they've kidnapped this old man, and we've kind of made reference to them drugging him. Would you agree, Doc?
Yes.
Harper, are they drugging him or are they treating him right?
Yeah, they're fucking up. Yeah, he's all fucked up. Yeah, you know what this reminds me of? Like one of those shitty like Lifetime Channel movies or something where they got the little prissy little fucking bitch and she's got the white trash boyfriend and they take advantage of some poor old fucker and then it goes wrong and they have to kill him or something.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
All of those movies are the same.
Can't help you there.
And those broads, they watch them nonstop. Jesus Christ. Harper's mom watches that channel all the time, doesn't she?
Fuck, every goddamn woman does.
They do. All right, well, let's get to it. Brian Lee, Tammy Fitch, Ron Wright, listen up.
All right, fans, right here, right now with Primetime Brian Lee, our heavyweight champion, legendary Mr. Ron Wright, Tammy Fitch, you know, the white boy, he's after that championship belt that's around your wrestler's waist. You realize that, don't you? You're aware of that?
You know, Ronnie has been such a sweetheart. He's buying me all these gifts. He bought me diamonds. He bought me a new bracelet. He brought me new earrings. He's been such a sweetheart. But you know, we're not really worried about the dirty white boy because we know how to treat Roddy the way he needs to be treated. He's on new medication, and he's feeling better than he's ever felt before.
Brian, what about this and the white boy? What about the white boy?
What about the white boy? White boy, what are you going to do? What about it? What do you mean, what about white? I don't care nothing about white boy.
Let me ask Mr. Ron Wright. I want to know, Mr. Ron Wright, do you miss the dirty white boy?
You know, Bob, I was sitting here thinking about when me and my brother back many years ago, we won that Tennessee state title. I can't remember whether it was in Johnson City, Knoxville, Memphis, or somewhere, but you know, I've really had some fond memories in this wrestling life. We've won them titles with somewhere, and things has really been kind of out of focus, but winning them belts was some of the greatest highlights in my life, Bob. It's just something that it's hard for me to remember and get all straight when it was and how it happened, but it was something, I'll tell you. Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing, you know, back in my career, it spread such a long time. I've won many titles, and I can't remember the dates and where I got them and stuff, but I'm telling you, it seems like things get jumbled up, and it's hard to kind of get everything straightened out, but due time, I'll get it straightened out and get the dates straight on it, and we'll try to get it worked out.
Well, I found out everything except whether or not he misses the dirty white boy. What about it?
I think I want to go home now. Yeah, let's go home.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on, let him go. Primetime Brian Lee, Tammy Fitz, they take Ron Wright right out of the ring area. But we talked before the feelings that the dirty white boy has for Mr. Ron Wright, and evidently they are as deep as Dutch and I had talked about earlier, those feelings. We'll be back. We're going to have more right after this.
Okay, Doc, you first.
But this is sad. He's fucked up. They fucked him up. This is a crime.
This is a crime, and it's on TV.
There's multiple crimes happening.
Yeah.
They got him kidnapped, and he's on TV, peeled up on halcyons. And
that credit card is getting a workout.
Yeah, man. Could you picture Dirty White, fucking Brian Lee with that credit card going to, like, I don't know what the fuck he'll be buying. I guess I'm trying to picture back then.
Okay, so here, let me set you up with what I think Brian Lee looks like here and see if you can see what he would be buying. He looks like a guy who thinks Van Halen was better when Sammy Hagar was the lead singer.
Yeah, I guess.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I do know, because I know that David Lee Roth was with them, and then, right?
Okay,
and,
yes.
Yeah.
Or however the thing went.
So he's buying, like, all kinds of stupid shit and just, like, better speakers for his Camaro. And
yeah.
Shit he don't need that Ron could have for his retirement. This is bullshit.
I'm used to them using his credit card at this point. What I'm not used to is seeing an old man rambling because they got this bastard drugged up.
Yeah, poor
dude, he
bastard.
Sounded just like, I felt like I was listening to a Jerry Jones press conference, man. The gibberish.
This is some bullshit. Harper, what else did you have from this?
It's just, bro, Dirty White Boy looks like he's Captain America now, huh?
Oh, he does.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is, the note I have amongst everything we talked about is, this is how you make a heel, a face. And it's been done slowly. You know, people, you may not realize it, but, you know, first he kind of went with them and he was kind of in between on being with them and whatnot. Then they started drugging him and then they started using him. And now he's been, like, you know, basically forced into jail in his room. And when they take him out, now he's all drugged up when he's out to make sure he doesn't say anything crazy. They pill him up and roll him out there. I mean, it's really been done well if you go back and think about the last 3 to 4 weeks of how they've positioned him now as his heel. or not heel, as someone you're sympathetic towards, because you get these two young people drugging this old man and playing tug of war with him. And a dirty white boy, he's trying to abide by the rules. As much as he's a heel, he's still trying to abide by the rules. It's really masterful work. It's written really, really well. I mean, I'm sure.
And they're making dirty old Ron, brother Ron, a sympathetic character.
Yeah. The man who, you know, had chain matches and was almost
Nazi
killed.
Flags.
Yeah. Was almost killed in this area. It's really, really, it's really, I mean, we're making fun of it, but it's really done well how they tell a story with
dude,
these four.
Dude, I popped my ass off when he started telling stories about his brother out there.
Right. He's a rambling, and that's what, like, That's what popped me more than anything, just the rambling.
We all know somebody, because we're old enough to have a grandpa or parent or whatever that had that end of the life, and how they start telling stories, man.
To anybody who'll listen.
This ain't good. This ain't good.
No, it ain't good.
I'm worried.
Anything else, Doc, from what we had right there?
No.
All right, so, Harper, you got anything?
No.
We go to Tracy Smothers after Ron Wright's drugged and pilled up out there, and Tracy's going to face off against Chris Common. It's a really quick match as Smothers wins with what Dutch calls a gut wrench go behind. Harper, any thoughts on the match? Doc, did he walk away?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Okay.
No, well, dude, I'm here.
Okay, you're on mute.
Well, I was eating a banana, sir.
Oh.
Did you hear him talk about Pam Lawson during that match?
No, I didn't. Finish chewing your banana, though, first, please. It's one thing I can't stand is listen to a motherfucker on a podcast fucking chewing and talking. That shit is the fucking worst.
Who does that?
I'm not saying no names, but I've heard it done. Well, Ric Flair did it on one of his early ones with Conrad. He's fucking eating a sandwich.
He'll be eating peanuts or something.
Jesus fucking Christ, Rick.
I'm just trying to be Rick out here. okay. So Pam Lawson was mentioned on the, if you want a wrestler to make an appearance, call Pam Lawson. you know, Horner was, Pam, did anybody call for me? No, Tim, I'm sorry.
Nobody wants you, Tim. Sorry, Tim. All right, can we get back to business then?
Are you sure the number's working? I'm going to call it and see.
I wonder if Tim
Smoking out wrestling.
I wonder if Tim unplugged the fax machine when him and Pam were doing it in his office.
Hey, come on, man.
Look, he's a county commissioner now.
He's a member of the government.
Yeah, back off.
It's a joke, Jesus Christ.
Did you hear Dutch accuse Bob of buying young women gifts during that match?
I didn't make a note. Did he really?
Yes.
I missed it. Shit.
Well, I think Dutch and Bob are happy to be reunited, and they're understanding that they finally, after about a year and a half, have got a product here that they can get, that they can work with, and they're making the most of it.
Yeah, I'd say so. All right, well, so after Tracy wins, we go to a promo. Here's Tracy Smothers.
Hi, fans, with us right now, here's the wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy's mother. Tracy, Dutch and I have been talking about it all during the program. And the fans love you. It's a great welcome for you. Well, there's a triangle now involving the Smoky Mountain heavyweight title. There's you, the dirty white boy, and, of course, the champion.
I'm Brian Lee. But you know something? That kid, Chris Comet, I wrestled right there, he gave me a heck of a test. I'm a little bit out of breath. But I'm going to tell you this. I just saw him a while ago. It looked like a soap opera. It looked like Days of Our Lives or The Young and the Restless or As the World Turns or something. Everybody's saying, poor old Ron Wright. Poor old white, dirty white boy, dirty white trash. I don't give 2 cents about those guys. Prima Donna, pretty boy, primetime, Brian Lee. I'm going to back you into a corner. So I'm going to leave you with this, and it goes back to Country Boy Can Survive. Remember white boy, remember Lee. Forget those guys. Remember me, the wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy Smothers. And I'm coming to take the Smoky Mountain heavyweight title back where it belongs, around my waist. So see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
All right, wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy Smothers fans, right now, let's take a look at this week's installment.
He's about to throw it to Tammy's tips, but I wanted to get y'all comments first on Tracy Smothers right there. Harper, you first.
You know they love hearing Can the Country Boy Can Survive.
Boy, yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's just that's did like you hear, the go-to.
Did you hear the cheering?
Mm-hmm. That's like it's like it, if if you get lost, you just fucking say that, and you'll get a response from them.
It's like, I'm not going to say it. Auburn,
say it, say it.
My buddy back in the day. This is so wrong. My African-American buddy, let me point this out. This came from him. He said, man, remember when Master P, let me tell y'all, remember when Master P had that song, Hootie Hoo? Yeah. Remember that? And everybody was running around saying that dumb shit. They would even do it on Nitro with the whole No Limit Soldiers thing. He goes, man, we were watching something on TV, and it was some guy who had just committed a crime, and he was hiding out, and they had the helicopters in the air in New Orleans, and they were trying to find this guy. He goes, man, why don't they just get Master P out there to go, hooey hoo? He said, because at that point, everybody was doing that shit. He said that wherever the guy was hiding, he'd peek his head up and see who the hell was saying it. Am I the only one entertained by that?
Yes.
Okay. Have y'all ever watched that show Live PD lately?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. That fucking watches that. I was like, what are you talking about?
Jesus Christ. It's a... Yeah. Bruh. I can't... There was one dude. These fucking people... I've always had a soft spot for cops because I got three cousins that are cops. And their job is ridiculously hard. But the fucking people they pull over... Oh my God, I would never want to be a cop. Doc, we talk about the saps in the workplace. The fucking saps in the general public. Holy fucking shit. One guy, listen to this shit, and we'll get to Tammy's tips. This motherfucker on Live PD, they were chasing him in Florida. He didn't want to get caught. I don't know if he had drugs on him. I can't remember. This motherfucker was hiding in a swamp filled with fucking alligators. Because he didn't want to get caught by the cops. Bro, what the fuck? Just fucking take your fucking L and get arrested, dude.
He was fucking playing the odds. He's like, well, you know.
Bro, when they found him, the camera walks up. These cops are trudging through this fucking swamp with their guns and shit out. Because not from the dude, because they don't think he's armed. Because all the gators. This motherfucker is laying flat back in the fucking swamp full of mud and dirt. In water. Bruh, I didn't want to get caught. You stupid son of a bitch. Let's have a gator take a chomp out of your ass. It's a fucking hell of a show. There's some dumb shit that goes down with it. It's hilarious. But anyway, y'all ready for Tammy's Tips Part 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Tammy's Tips Part 2. Tammy is going to be giving assistance with a... Well, you know what? I'm not even going to say it. Here it is.
Here we are again with another week of Tammy's Tips. This week, we'll be talking about table manners. Because I know it probably hasn't happened yet, but
Tammy,
ladies
looking
at
hot,
home,
y'all.
One of these days before you die, you may be asked out on a date by a man. And he may want to take you to dinner. So today we're going to concentrate on table manners. I'll teach you how to act at a table, how to eat, what you're served for dinner. And I have instructed Margie on preparing chicken Kiev, parsley, potatoes, a vegetable medley, and a salad. And she should be coming any minute. What is that?
I couldn't find that Kiev's chicken place, so I got Hardee's instead.
Fine, it'll do. Just sit down. Put it down and just sit down. What is in here? Coleslaw?
I could get was coleslaw.
I guess this will do a salad. We'll use this for the salad since you couldn't prepare what I asked to prepare. Oh, God. Ew. Okay, eat your salad. No, will you use your salad fork, please?
Well, both of them's got prongs on.
Oh, never mind. Give me the chicken. Put that down. Give me the chicken. What did you get? Ew. Oh, God. Ew.
It's Hardee's fried chicken, everybody.
Oh, God. Just eat here. Eat your chicken. Eat that greasy thing. No. Oh, God, not with your hands. Put it down. A lady never eats anything with her hands. You use your knife and fork. Please use your knife and fork and eat your chicken. Never mind. Put that down. Never mind. A lady with your figure shouldn't be eating fried foods anyway. As a matter of fact, Join us next week. Well, I'll have some diet and exercise tips here on Tammy's Tips.
She took a bite of the chicken.
Oh, God.
I got to throw it to Harper first. Harper, go ahead. What you think?
I mean, like I said last time, this, that chick's real, man. That chick's real. Like, I guarantee you they didn't have to rehearse this. There was no second take. They got it all right the first time.
I bet Courtney was like, God damn, how come Margie can do this in one take and primetime takes 30 takes?
You motherfucker. God damn.
Now give me that chicken.
Okay, hold on. Harper, any other thoughts before we throw it to Doc?
Well, I mean, my thing is, y'all have any Hardys by y'all?
No.
No.
Yeah, what the fuck is that, bro? Fucking Hardys.
I guess it was... I mean, it actually goes better with the story.
Well, yeah.
Instead of Popeyes.
These low-rent motherfuckers can't afford a Church's or a damn KFC. They got to get hard.
That's just wrong. I'm sure there's Popeyes there. Okay. Offer anything else before I throw it to Doc?
Why would there be a Popeyes there? There's 5 black people in town.
That's true, huh?
That makes no sense.
That's bullshit. White people eat Popeyes.
Bruh.
You gotta fucking go get a loan nowadays to get Popeyes, though. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Oh, fuck.
Bruh, it's ridiculous how much it costs to get Popeyes. Doc, what from you? What do you have from this? And then I'll answer Harper's questions about how many takes it took.
Okay, so first of all, I think they did this out of order because the one they showed last time should have been the last one they showed because it was the bomb with the perfume and the deodorant. This one is good, but it's not as good. So it feels like a letdown, but
next
it's pretty
week's good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, first of all, coleslaw is disgusting. I don't give a shit who you are.
I love coleslaw.
God. I bet you like eat dirty, sweaty pussy, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Gotta take what you can get right off.
Yeah, I know.
That chicken looked tasty, though, until she took a bite. And somehow Margie's fat face taking a bite and that sound kind of made me nauseous.
Yeah, no, huh?
God damn. Dude, Tammy's just hotter and hotter by the week. We're watching a young woman blossom in front of our eyes.
So who eats fried chicken with a goddamn fork and a?
I know people. I've met people in my life that won't eat meat off the bone.
Oh, bro, God!
I was at a banquet once where they served like baked chicken on the bone, and I watched these motherfucking prissy bastards,
yes,
like at the same table as me, literally go to eat the fucking chicken on the bone with a fork and knife, and I was like, you fucking uppity pieces of shit, grab that piece of fucking chicken and eat it like a human being. Don't fucking be prissy. I was like, hey, waiter, can you go dip my napkin in some water after I get done, you know, eating this chicken? That way I can, you know, wipe my hands off with a little bit of, you know, like a wet nap type thing. I've seen it, and it's just stupidity at its finest. That's when you're just fucking, you know, too fucking rich for your own good or trying to be, not even too rich, too prissy for your own fucking good.
Yeah, like, I'd eat off that table, too.
It's like on Seinfeld when George ate the Snickers bar with a knife and fork.
God. God. Okay. Doc, anything else before I address something Harper said?
No.
Okay, so this is the episode of Tammy's Tips when Cornette was so hungry after the tapings were done that he ate the chicken. So he ate the chicken that you're looking at. Yes, he did. As far as how many takes... According to Tommy Noe, these all took one take. It wasn't multiple takes.
This is like field research, man. They're just capturing these hillbillies in the wild.
Yeah, for real, dude.
This is how they live.
It's so real, man.
And Harper, if you don't again, believe this me, bitch is real.
She is real. She's the real thing, bro.
And if it's you like, don't, you know, go ahead.
like now when you watch some of that old shit, like they have like a guy like in a gorilla suit. You're like, man, that's just some guy in a fucking suit jumping around. But
yeah,
but sometimes you use like a fucking legit gorilla. She's the real gorilla, bro. She's the real deal.
I wasn't expecting that.
And here's something else. If you don't, if you live in a city, which, okay, whatever. I don't suspect many of you do. But if you live in a city, drive out to a rural area, find yourself a lake, and then find the people that live around that lake, and they're all Margie. I'm not talking about Link Pontchartrain. Well, that's probably a different story.
We know what you're talking about. We understand.
These rural bastards. This is real life, pal.
You're so wrong. Do you know how many rural people listen to this show?
I don't know. I don't care.
You don't have internet.
Tell me where I've lied.
Okay, we will keep going. So next up, Daryl Van Horn is still out here pimping his surprise that's coming. So let's listen to what Van Horn's got to say.
All right, fans with us right now, new to the Smoky Mountain Wrestling area, Mr. Daryl Van Horn.
That's right, I'm back here in the Smoky Mountain area once again for the last time in a few weeks, here in the land of rednecks, white trash, and blue-collar scum. All the paperwork has been signed. The right palms have been greased. The backs have been rubbed. In fact, we're getting together a group of Nubian princesses to tend to my Egyptian prince's needs. And he's going to make his debut at the second annual Thanksgiving Thunder Tour, where he will change the face of Smoky Mountain Wrestling as we know it. In fact, we've got all kinds of things going on. We're putting together a harem for my prince right now, Bob Caudle. It includes Vanessa Del Rio, Nina Hartley, Amber and Ginger Lynn, Tracy Lords. The list goes on and on. You people had better start showing me and my man proper respect when he comes in here and makes his debut. You shut up, hillbilly. I want everybody out here to understand something. This man will change the face of Smoky Mountain Wrestling as we know it. All we need to do now is find the first victim. And you fat women over there yelling at me to shut up, get something through your heads. I will never leave because my absence would enrich the lives of the unfit, and I would never be that charitable.
Fans, on that, let's go to the ring.
Doc, kind of mild compared to some of his stuff.
I don't know, man. It seemed like a shoot to me. He was calling him blue-collar scum, and I was worried that you'd be all worked up because he said Nubian princesses.
Yeah.
I figured you'd be all lathered up and hot and bothered, and then he's out there talking about a harem of porn stars.
Well, I said mild because I guess I'm getting used to him.
But you didn't just mention porn stars' names on broadcast television in 1993. This isn't like 2018 where there's porn everywhere. This shit was locked behind the paywall big time, and he's out there rattling off porn star names.
Well, I guess you're right there. Harper, what were your thoughts on this?
He said Tracy Lawrence, right?
He said Tracy Lords and Nina Hartley.
Oh, all right, because I was thinking Tracy Lawrence. That was the fucking country singer.
Shitty country singer.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So he's going to be gone for like a few weeks?
No.
Oh. Van Horn?
Yeah.
No. My point was, we've got this, I guess, I think he says it on the next episode. I don't remember off the top of my head, but his guy doesn't debut until Thanksgiving Thunder.
He says it next week.
Okay. I mean,
which is how far away?
Well, it's the 23rd of October.
Yeah, we're
fuck. It's like a month.
Dude, they milk the piss out of this shit. They milk it.
Maybe they're still getting all the wrapping for his
costume. Never mind.
Dude, they probably went to the fucking public bathrooms. Like, I got that big ass roll of that cheap toilet paper.
Yeah,
that's like a fucking wheel. They probably got about two or three of those fucking things. Just like stand there,
bro.
Okay, put your arms out.
I saw somebody once steal, when I worked at Burger King in high school, I saw a dude steal one of those. Just, motherfucker just walked clean out. What a big ass roll. And there was this old lady sitting in the back of the restaurant, and she says, "That guy just stole a whole roll of toilet paper out the bathroom." It's like, well, if you think I'm going to step in front of a man stealing toilet paper, you're out your fucking mind, woman. That toilet paper ain't worth my life.
Stop snitching, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
That's
not. Mind your business.
All
eat
right.
Your fucking Whopper and shut up, you fucking whore. Oh, Michael, what's wrong with you? Shut up, white bitch.
Oh, shit. All right, Bobby Blaze is up next, and he's going up against Chris Candido. You know, Bobby and Chris have like a 10-minute match here, man. This is some real good shit. I tell you what, I'll throw it to Doc. Doc, you first. What did you think about this match? Because they really got in there and worked their ass off.
Really good match, actually, was my note. Bobby's over, pal. And yeah. I thought he and Candido were doing some ECW-like stuff outside the ring, flipping and flying. And I really wonder what Corny's reaction was in the back at that.
Yeah, because Bobby suplexed Candido to the outside of the ring, and yeah. then he followed it with a crossbody from the top to the floor on a Candido that I thought it got a nice reaction.
Yeah.
Just like real, I don't want to say, I guess innovative for the area. This was a good wrestling match right here.
Mm-hmm.
Harper, what'd you think from it?
It seems like that now we've gotten to the point now, like when there's a match, it's just like, okay, here we go. All right. Okay, rock and roll. Okay, there we go. Double drop kick. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, this was the match where I was like, oh shit, look at this. So I sat up and I fucking watched the whole thing from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I agree. And like I said, they have a nice nearly 10-minute TV match, which was pretty impressive. Quick note, and I don't know if I want to really spoil, if I'm spoiling next week's episode, but next week's episode like has less than 10 minutes of actual in-the-ring wrestling. That episode
better not take us 2 hours to record either, because we're all fucking listening to promos.
Right, but my point is, this match literally is the same. There was as much wrestling in this match as there is on next week's episode, if you can believe that. So anyway, Bobby ends up losing. So Bobby had Candido on the ropes, and Candido's reeling, but Candido uses a chain, wraps his fist with it, knocks out Bobby. Candido's a new U.S. Junior Heavyweight Champion. Doc, thoughts?
I told you, good match.
Yeah.
These guys are entertaining me. Good job, fellers.
Harper, you got it. Go ahead.
Now he's going to throw that belt right in the goddamn river.
Well, let's listen to what Candido has to say about that, because you are absolutely right. It's a quick promo. Here it is. This is after Candido wins. He's got the WWA belt on his shoulder. He's got the U.S. Junior belt on his shoulder. And Bob Cottle's interviewing him.
And you got to hand it to this man right here, the new United States.
I told everybody I would win this crummy belt. And it's going to go right where it belongs, in the bottom of the river. And that Smoky Mountain Wrestling is going to have to recognize the real world championship.
Chris Candido, the junior United States champion right there, fans. And he says he's going to take that belt and he's going to throw it in the river. We'll be back right after this.
Doc, any thoughts on what we just heard there?
I just like the use of the word crummy there. I thought that was good. But, yeah, we'll see this continue in the coming weeks, next week, sometime soon.
Harper, anything else? You kind of said it before we went to it.
Yeah, toss it.
Well, we will see. We will see that happen. Harper, Doc, you on the local promo from Cornette.
No.
Anything? Yeah,
no.
Nothing special. Fine, but good. Harper, would you agree on that local promo at the end?
Yes.
All right. So, after all that, we do go to a promo, and it is The Bullet. And we're going to hear from The Bullet, because remember, we still got this whole deal going on where The Bullet's got the mask on his face, and we need to find out who The Bullet is and all that good stuff. So here it is.
Fans, this man right here is already primed and ready for the second annual Thanksgiving Thunder, The Bullet.
You know, I am ready for the second annual Thanksgiving Thunder Tour, just like you say, and I'm in the hot seat, brother. I have accepted the challenge of Mr. Jim Cornette for the Four Faces of Fear match. And I want to tell you, Cornette, I don't care what kind of match it is, because I'm a man with a mission, and that's to put Bob Armstrong back in the commissioner's chair where he belongs. So you bring them on. I don't care if they're 7 foot tall. I'll cut them right down to eye level and knock them into the middle of next week. And talking about faces of fear, when Thanksgiving rolls around, I'm going to be looking you dead in the eye, and the only face I fear I'm going to see is yours, brother. Now, he thinks he's got me over a barrel. But, brother, when you're fighting for the right, you can go a long, long way. And as you can see, brother, I'm standing here and standing tall. Bob, what does it say on the back of this shirt?
Bad to the bone.
And I just want you to know, Cornette, that you ugly skin deep, but I'm bad to the bone. And Thanksgiving, I'm going to show you. And when it's all over on Thanksgiving, you will be the biggest turkey of all. And the bullet was going to be saying, gobble, 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 I got you again, brother. So bring them on. Four Faces of Fear, I don't care what I got to do. If I have to climb that mountain, I am ready to climb that mountain. So bring your bad self on. Yeah.
All right, fans. The second annual Thanksgiving Thunder Tour. And what a tour that's going to be. All of you fans around the Smoky Mountain area, you don't want to miss that. Next week right here, the mask is going to be at stake as the Bullet will take on Killer Kyle, the Moondogs, the Bruises, and the Beat the Champ match. That and more next week. And until then.
I just wanted to play it to get the rest of the car for next week, or part of it. So, Harper, what did you think about the Bullet there?
He's bad to the bone.
And he's about to milk us until for another 4 weeks to get yeah. the Thanksgiving Thunder too.
Gobble, motherfucker.
Dude, you know what I thought of when I'm watching the Bullet? The only thing that would make the Bullet better is if Bullet had a beard, because he's got the bottom part of that mask cut.
Yeah.
And if you could see the beard. I mean, we all know it's him, but if he had a beard, it would make it even more obvious. But I thought this was fine. I like the Bullet. I mean, this is, it's cheesy, it's corny, but it's Southern wrestling, so I like it, you know.
Yeah.
Doc, your thoughts. Go ahead, Harper.
The Four Faces of Fucking Fear deal.
Well, stay tuned. We'll get there. Okay, Doc, what are your thoughts?
I didn't really have many thoughts on that. It was all right. I mean, it's Bob, but nothing really. The gobble was a little odd, but whatever. We're good.
Yeah, I'm good with all that. So, but, you know, that is the last promo in the episode. So we'll get about the disability checks. Before I do so, I want to remind everyone, go give us a 5-star review. As of this recording, we're still 17 5-star reviews away from the Broad Logic episode, or the BTT Broad Logic episode.
How many? So
17 5-star reviews.
We've
made a lot of progress. I mean, it doesn't seem like it, but it's slowly going up. And here's
the thing. I don't think so. Mrs. Doc said that these people don't deserve to hear her speak, so fuck off. I think that's what she said.
That's real nice, Doc. That's very, very nice of you to say. But anyway, 5-star reviews, we could use them, and then write some nice little comments out there. Doc, did you see, I wanted to mention this, and this isn't going to play for a few weeks. We got a review from someone. Doc, do you want to mention what that review said, or would you like me to just kind of wing it and repeat what this person's 5-star review said last night that I read?
I'm going to let you handle this one.
Okay, let me find it, because
Think it was somebody who said that we're the shit, and if you don't like us and you're not down with that, then you need to go do the Von Erich thing.
So where is it at? I wanted to read. Okay. So whoever this is, Big Tank 760 on iTunes gave a 5-star review. And the title of his review is, "If you don't dig this podcast, do the Von Erich thing."
Sounds like sound advice to me.
That's fucking classy.
Good job, Big Tank.
Yeah, way to go, pal.
That's some classy shit there. Okay. All right. Like I said, make sure you go check out the Pro Wrestling Tees store. Go to facebook.com/bookingtheterritory and click shop now, and it will bring you to the Pro Wrestling Tees store. Hard Body Harper shirt is there. And also the rest of our shirts are there, or the flagship show and the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast show shirts are there. And then don't forget to check out the Tee Public store that is housing the Docaholic for Life shirt. Right now, Doc leads Harper shirts by one shirt. Now the problem The problem is, Harper's shirt was just released like 2 days ago, and Doc's shirt was released like 2 months ago. So
here's the problem, though. Neither one of us are ever going to see any real money from this.
Exactly.
No, you'll see money from it. As soon as the check's in the mail, brother. Anyway, we shall keep going. So we got to do disability checks. Based on Tammy's tips, I'm going to go first because I know how Harper does this. I know how Doc does this. He likes to bury me, but whatever. Based on Tammy's tips, the comedy we had with the Bruise Brothers there, Ron Wright being completely and utterly drugged, Tracy Smothers saying, load up your ladies and bring your babies. Based on all of that and that nice little match at the end, I'm going to give this puppy an 8.5. I'm going to do a doc. I'm going to give this thing an 8.68. That's the type of shit Doc does.
Jesus Christ. Doc, I never go to the second decimal, you fucking retard.
You do it all the time, you fucking asshole.
I go to the first decimal, bitch.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
When I get to the fractional pieces, like 8.75, I do.
Shut up. Yeah. Go ahead, Doc. What you giving it?
Me?
Yeah.
For all those reasons that you outlined and just the period of wrestling that we're in here in what I would consider to be the golden age of this promotion, consistently entertaining stuff, I'm going to give it an 8.9.
Harper, what you giving it?
I'll give it an 8.5.
Okay.
And see, what? We're all right. We're all right in there. See, that's.
Let me tell you.
Complaining about how we do this.
If I'd have said 8.5 and Doc went after me and said 8.9, he'd have blew a gasket. God damn, motherfucker! You're so fucking stupid. He'd have did a corny.
When did I turn into corny?
I'm just saying that's the type of shit you do.
Why do you got to stir up shit where there isn't any? I just said we all kind of had the same numbers here. I like the promotion better than
go back to Burger King, motherfucker.
Right, go get you some toilet paper down at the Burger King,
some Hardee's, right? Fuck me, oh man. Okay, time for some government cheese. But become a patron first at tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. That way you can get access to all the patron, exclusive content that's out there. We're approaching 70 patron-only episodes at this point. So go check it out. Become a patron. $2 a month. You can do more, and we'd appreciate it. If you do more, there's a chance if you do as much as 9 a month, you can get a T-shirt after 7 months and 18 months and every year after that. So there you go. Become a patron. It's tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. All right, Government Cheese Award time. Look, there was some good moments in this, but I'm hard-pressed to give it to anything other than Ron Wright being drugged. So I'm going with Ron Wright being drugged on this. Doc, what are you giving it to?
Man, Tracy was great. Van Horn was great. Tammy was great. Blazing Candido were great.
Yep.
Bullet was out there. Corny was fantastic. Ron Wright's drugged, man. And we need to give him the cheese and our thoughts and our prayers. Because I'm worried. Ron Wright's getting the cheese, pal. When he started telling stories about him and his brother in the Tennessee tie, I started popping, dude. That was awesome.
Thoughts and prayers. Harper, who are you giving it to?
I'll give it mine to Tammy. I don't think she'll take it. I mean, what's her name would probably fucking take it. But yeah, Tammy gets my fucking government cheese.
Fair enough. I mean, it's hard to argue that when she's trying to teach a mountain woman how to eat fried chicken with a fork and knife. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. Because I was sitting there watching that thinking, how in the fuck is she going to eat this shit with a knife and fork? I got to see this shit. And she didn't. I was like, ah, ha, ha. I knew it.
Right. Right. Oh, shit. All right, that's almost going to be everything. We'll wrap things up. I want to remind everyone, use the Amazon referral link as well. It's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. It's a great way to support the show. Give it to your wives and girlfriends, anybody who shops on Amazon in your family. Tell them bookmark it and use it. You can get Bobby Blaze's book, Pin Me, Pay Me, there, where a lot more people on this earth, if they did Pin Me, Pay Me, they'd be a lot more happier, and they'd be blessed and be a blessing to everyone. Check out the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing with ROH's Brian Malonis. Mike Crockett, they do their things every single Monday. Just search Wrestling Podcast About Nothing, and you can get their show, or WPAN, a lot of good things they're doing these days as well. And I want to shout out, I hadn't done this in a while, but I want to shout out the Hall of Fame patrons, JMM7530, DR1851, Rube1452, Frog Zeppelin, Philip Allen, R. Smith 9000, 945 Sports Beat, Jesse Lucas, Joe Ice, MPRU83, LS, RE Miller 39, Justin underscore Andretti, J Shiny 21, Natural Hacksaw, Thin Man Within, Slider 91, US, USC 49ers Dodger, Gerald Green in third, T Hog 94, SV Padger, Martin House 71, Tim Arecci, Coldman 822, Gobbled Unreal, Unconvinced Ray. Thanks for being Hall of Fame patrons and all of your support for the show. And I hope you all enjoy your t-shirts that you either got recently or in the past. So with all that said, I ain't got nothing else. I know Doc has got nothing else. We got to do episode number 92 coming up in a second from October the 30th of 1993. But this is going to wrap up the 23rd of October 1993, episode 91. Hopper, hit the tagline. Get us home.
Book it, bitch.